Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Figure that out at some time. How did you mess that? I'm sorry. I distracted you. It was my fault. I'm sorry. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. Man, I am glad I came in today. Aren't you happy to be here?
Yeah.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy too.
You know,
Lip, are you happy?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, we come in and we have the 10 sheet. And the 10 sheet, I've spoke on it before, something that I pillaged from the Michael Mara Show. You know, we write down 10 things that we want to get to on the show today. We don't get to them normally, and that's because we like the show to be organic. So this one ain't necessarily, I'm sorry, I left my phone on loud, which
I had to check my phone right there. My phone was on loud.
We are really shooting 1,000% on the professionalism today. But and the only reason why my phone made that noise is because I have to stop right here and just get it out of the way. Martha Moo, what a do off the Twitter.
Ooh.
So was ooh. Martha Moo. So anyway, so we try to start the show, or we have an outline of the show. But today, in particular, I want to go to the files of If I Ain't Bitching, I Ain't Breathing.
Ooh.
Can I go there?
I say go. I say get there
thank
now.
You. Thank
can
you.
Can I get something out too?
Yes.
I have some gas today.
So. Oh, no. I said if I'm bitching, not if I'm farting. I ain't breathing. Okay, so
if I'm farting, I ain't breathing.
Before the show, I came up with a bright idea.
Oh yeah.
That I'm going to treat everyone to dinner.
Ooh.
That's what I said.
I wish I was invited.
You were. I sent a text message to Dite, and I said, "Hey, I need you to do two things for me. One, take your pants off. Two,
pull it out."
And I did both those.
Yes, he did, which is why he got dinner.
Exactly, Lip.
You know, because I got it like that, Lip, where I don't have to buy dinner to get the draws off. The draws come off before I get the dinner. You know what I'm saying?
See.
That was the wrong button.
I don't have it like that. I can't get dinner before the draws come off.
You
gotta
work.
To take off the draws before I can get dinner.
Hey, and then when you do, you get dinner and you get all kind of food. You get, I'm trying to get, oh, nothing's working today. You know what? When you go out and you get dinner, you take them draws off, you get everything. You get
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit, you name it!
So I wanted to take everybody to dinner, or I wanted to buy everybody dinner and bring it to the studio.
Yes. Yeah.
So Dite met me up at the studio, and Denter, according to Mata Marthoff, the Twitter Mamadia,
I wanted to buy everybody Denter, a lovely Denter, hello, a lovely Denter for you, a lovely Denter for Philippius, a lovely Denter.
And so Mocha met me up at the studio a little early, and I sent Lip a text. I said, "Hey, do you want something to eat?" And he's like, "Hey, where are you going?" And of course I do, because my wife doesn't love me anymore. She doesn't cook for me anymore. Is that kind of like what you said?
No, not at all.
No, I think I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what you said.
Nah.
Okay, so that's exactly what Lip said when I texted him. I've got the text messages. It is a legal document. So we decide to go where, Mocha?
We went to the Expresses of the Pandai.
And in layman's term, Panda Express. Which is where
things... Your fingers are still greasy.
I need a meme of that. Which is where it all went wrong. Now, if you've never been to Panda Express, it is a reverse buffet. Last week, we talked about reverse discrimination. This week, it's a reverse buffet. Where it is laid out like a buffet. The sneeze guards are in place, but you can't touch the food.
No.
So you got to depend on the little nose-mining high schooler behind the counter to serve out your food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, this time you're a little wrong.
Okay.
Because it wasn't a nose miner high school student. Today it was Ming Ming, the 365-year-old Spanish lady or Asian lady who knows all the secret herbs and spices.
Yes, it was definitely Ming Ming that was serving us behind the counter today. So with that being said, you would expect that Ming Ming would give us the appropriate portions.
Yes.
The appropriate.
Come on, Ming Ming.
Because you know what? You Ming Ming. You Ming Ming of Panda Express. You well known around throughout the country as Ming Ming. When I think Panda Express, I think Ming Ming. Ming. And she should have known the exact amount of food to give us. So, DT, I'll talk about my order.
Okay.
And how Lip made me order for him because he's so used to having people do things for him. Last time I checked, he was my executive producer. I wasn't his.
Yeah.
But I have to executive produce him food.
Him food.
Yeah. Him food.
Yeah.
So I go and I order the chow mein from Ming Ming.
Yeah.
And then I get the upcharge for the walnut scrimps.
Okay.
I get the walnut scrimps for dinner.
For dinner.
And then I got something else on the side that was something else. I don't know. She said there's two entrees. I was like, I only want one. She's like, you got to pick two. So I picked two. Fine. So then Lip's plate comes and I get Lip the, what did I get you? The rice with the eggs in it. Yeah. So he gets breakfast rice.
Yeah.
And something green and something black. That's all. I was just, I had my eyes closed, Lip. I pointed and Ming Ming put it in the thing.
Yes.
But while Ming Ming was serving me up my scrimp, walnut scrimps, if you've been there, folks, they take the scoop, they go in, and they put it into the styrofoam ocean killer plate.
Yeah.
She put in the scoop. It was a little bit left. Probably, I would guesstimate, one serving of shrimp, walnut, left in the little bowl on the reverse buffet. Ming Ming puts the scoop in there.
Okay.
Number one, she gave me 18 pounds of chow mein. 2,800 pounds of chow mein was in my styrofoam ocean killer. Then she goes to the scrimp. Let me remind you people that the scrimp walnut at the Panda Express where Ming Ming works is an upcharge of $2.
Okay.
It's a $2 upcharge. So Ming Ming gets a little scooper scooper, right?
Yep.
She puts the little Panda Express super scooper right into the scrimp and walnut, puts it in there, goes in for another time, and she scoops it out. And literally, Ming Ming of Panda Express leaves two damn scrimps left in that bowl.
Mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I said, huh? Mm-hmm. Why the hell can't you give me them two damn scrimps? I'm paying two extra dollars for this food. Give me them extra two ass scrimps. I'm fat and I'm hungry. She couldn't give me them two scrimps. My soul got cold. I was that upset. Ming Ming screwed me.
She didn't give me what I wanted. She couldn't do it.
Two scrimps, dude. Two scrimps left in that big ass bowl, knowing damn well that Jose Humberto Rodriguez Punta Cana in the back that was making more had a whole lot more in the back that he was going to pull out there and throw in them little stainless steel Panda Express mean worker serving dishes on the reverse buffet.
No.
But I wasn't the only, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, you left two scrimps, you know? And so the Panda Express is packed with people. I didn't want to be that fat guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that guy.
No one wants to be that
guy. I don't want to be the guy that said, hey, Ming Ming, Ming Ming, it's your boy Corey. Ming Ming. Ming Ming. Hook your brother up with them two left scrimps. There was clearly room in the styrofoam ocean killer plate.
Okay.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Obviously, Ming Ming, all I'm saying, I know you don't listen to the show, but all I'm saying, Ming Ming, Ming Ming. All I'm saying is that you could have gave a big fat brother them two scripts instead of leaving them in that plate, knowing damn well when Jorge Humberto Roberto Puñas was going to come out and replace that scripts, he was going to take them two scripts, snack on them himself behind that wall of lovely fresh vegetables. He was going to eat that for himself and put out a whole new serving. Man, you could have gave a brother two scripts. That's all I got to say. You could have gave the brother the two scripts.
He talked to himself the whole time.
I was watching myself.
I know. That's why I took it off the three shot and put it back on the one shot because I was
over exaggerating just for the point of view stream. Where is Lady K? Damn it.
She's asleep.
Lady K, get your ass in this show.
She probably at Ming Ming's spot trying to get some scrimps.
What was the point of leaving them two scrimps?
I don't know.
Lady K is there. Hey, Lady K. Lady K, did you hear me say that? They shorted me two scrimps. She could have gave me them two scrimps. You know what I should have did? I should have lift over that reverse buffet, and I should have bust her head open to the white meat, I swear, for the Lord. I'm fat. I need food. And y'all can't afford it when Ming Ming be shorting me up two scrimps. It's two scrimps, Ming Ming.
It's because she knows your future. Those two scrimps would have killed you.
She didn't know my future. I didn't even open up the fortune cookie yet.
She gave you the fortune
cookie. She gave me my future.
She did.
Damn it, Ming Ming. Two scrimps, Ming Ming. Come on, Lady K off the Twitter. Come on, Ming Ming.
It was only two scrimps. But.
Were they jumbo?
Regular scrimps.
Regular scrimps.
But see, he's mad about two scrimps. Lip, let me tell you my story.
Mm-hmm. You got a story?
I got a story.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I think you probably experienced the same thing that I experienced. Now, where did you have your problem at? What store?
At Panda Express.
Come on, Ming Ming.
Now check this out. See, Corey got Ming Ming to mess his order up. But check this out.
She screwed it up.
Corey was like, okay, I gotta get my food and Lip's food. So D-Take, go ahead, you go first, and just let them know I'm paying for everything.
Everything. I was paying big boy, big bopper, money dropper, deep pockets McGee over here.
Paying for everything.
Was paying for everybody's dinner.
Dinner. Hello.
Hello. I was paying for your dinner.
Hello. I'm getting free dinner.
And we talking about all this food while PJ from Parker is sitting there running something in the gym, lifting some. PJ, hey, nobody told you to take your ass to the gym.
Yeah, man.
Tonight.
That's
go to Panda Express and avoid Ming Ming.
All for the game.
Hey, I want to gain them two scrimps.
But check this out. First of all, Ming Ming puts 28,000 pounds of chow mein on his.
Yeah.
Your boy only got 10,000.
You only got 10,000?
Only 10,000 pounds.
We were actually supposed to get 15 pounds each.
Yeah. And but she gave you my extra five.
She gave me your extra five because.
What, an extra three on top of that?
Right. Because she said, I can't do math, but just try.
Well, actually, an extra eight because you got 28,000. I only got 10.
My chow mein started to multiply. I don't know what it was. It was some mutant chow mein.
I don't know. All I know is Ming Ming,
such a stupid show.
She put chow mein on my plate.
She put it on your plate.
On Starkiller Pate.
Wait, what was her name?
Ming Ming. And then she looked behind me and saw Corey.
Yeah.
And decided, you know what? I'm not even going to put any food on this dude's plate. I'm going to mess with Corey real quick. So, because I told her what I wanted. She's like, you want anything on this side?
What was her name?
Ming Ming. She want anything on this side? I said, no. She's like, What you like? I said, oh, let me get some Beijing beef. And then let me get the... And I said it wrong. I ain't gonna lie. I said it wrong. I said, let me get the sweet and fire chicken.
Sweet and fire chicken.
Apparently, it is only sweet fire chicken.
Oh, well,
I added an and she's like, you mean sweet fire? You mean sweet fire?
Oh,
and
so she corrected you.
She corrected me.
Like, you don't speak Panda Express.
But I don't want any ting.
You don't want ting from...
I didn't want any ting on that side.
You didn't want any ting from who?
I didn't want any ting from Ming Ming. So she passes my plate off. She's already putting the scrimps in Corey's plate when Courtney comes over. Yeah, that was a nose picker, high schooler, Courtney.
Courtney.
And this girl proceeds to put the Beijing beef. Now, Courtney takes this Beijing beef, gives me two heaping scoops of Beijing beef. One that goes into, you know how they have like the square pockets in the front?
Yeah.
She put one in the square pocket and then puts another scoop on top of the chow mein.
She put the scoop on top of the chow mein.
On top of the chow mein.
Who did this?
Courtney.
Oh, it wasn't Ming Ming.
No, it was Courtney.
We don't have any Courtney music.
All right. And so she persuades to get me. She persuades to get me some of that sweetened fire chicken.
Sweet fire.
Oh, my bad. That sweet fire.
What was it called again?
the sweet fire. At least that's what Mimi told me.
Yeah, sweet that fire!
All right. So she proceeds. She gives me one little itty-bitty scoop.
Of the sweet fire.
Of the sweet fire chicken. I literally counted 4 pieces of chicken in that one scoop. Now, you know these super-duper scoopers are big. How you going to dig all the way in the bottom of the barrel and only pull up 4 chicks?
She pulled out 4 chicks.
4 chicks.
See, I was still fighting with Mimi, so I wouldn't even pay attention to what was going on with
you. So then, this girl looks me in the eye as I'm looking at her put the chicken on my plate.
Looks you dead in the face.
Look me in the windows of my soul. She stared me in my optic lenses and scooped up 4 more pieces of chicken.
Uh-huh.
Went to my plate and was all like, no, you got enough. And put it back.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Lip, I look this woman in her eye sockets.
Sockets of the eye, Lip. Sockets of the eye.
She looked me back. She looked at Corey and was like, you ain't rich. And I was like, no, this chick did not. And then you know what she did?
Yeah, what she did?
She gave my plate to the other chick. I think her name was Juanita or something like that. I don't remember.
Something like that. Who cares?
Some Mexican
chick. I don't remember Ming Ming.
And she was like, oh, you paying for yourself. She backed all my food up.
Like she was ready to get the Negro out the dough.
She was like, angry black man here because he only got 4 pieces of chicken.
You gotta get the blacks the chicken.
It is no big secret that black people are fond of chicken.
They do. I've talked to a black person. They like chicken and watermelon.
Well, I don't know about the watermelon. But I do love some grape soda.
I know. We didn't slam Chinese people and blacks. Wait, Lip. I'm getting to
purple
you.
Purple drink?
It's that purple drink. Give me that purple
stuff. Pass me that purple drink. In the mason jar.
I mean, I love chicken.
Chicken!
The way Mexicans love beans.
And they fart, too, because bigs, the good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you get, the more you might have to dump me.
The more you get, the more you...
You say I'm going to poop you out?
I don't know. But yeah, so I was just mad.
You got hoard. And all I have to say, Lip, all I got to say is Panda Express. Come on, Ming Ming. Come on.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, Steven. I came as soon as I could.
What's your real name?
It's Larry Tate, but that's not what's important right now. We have to get you out of here. I was watching court TV. I think I saw the loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Why are you doing this to me?
I didn't do this to you. You did this to you.
You set me up.
No, I taught you a lesson. I can be your best friend or your worst enemy. You seem to prefer the latter. I'm just here to comfort you. Come on, touch it.
Huh?
Come on, you need human contact. Touch it.
I will not touch it. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Don't do that, Jesus Christ! You're gonna get me killed!
Out of here!
Oh, Billy!
I'm just messing with you.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world, with the best listeners in the world, folks. Yes, I'm talking about it. talking about you, ladies and gentlemen, you that have listened and downloaded this show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Yeah.
We like the show to be interactive, so tweet me and the guys during the show, just like Lady K did during that opening segment where she says, I can barely hear DT over those cotton ball wind chimes behind him. And as Mata Martha has tweeted in, Bings are life.
Beans are life.
Beans are life. I do agree with you on that, Mata Martha.
Beans and rice.
Tweet me during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target wants you to get fired up for the big game with some great deals available at fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Target's big game offers up to 15% off grills and covers, up to 25% off home, bedding, bath, and decor for those football friends that may stay overnight. But if the big game isn't your scene, you can save up to 25% on RE, Threshold Furniture, or if you're looking to refresh your nursery like Lip is with his brand new baby, get a $40 gift card when you spend $200 or more on nursery furniture and bedding for baby. These deals and much more through the Target banner on our website or by clicking the Target icon on our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Target! Expect more, pay less. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be the Valentine's Day read.
Oh, nice.
Because I should have had the Valentine's Day read uploaded into the script today, but I'm sorry. So Target.
Target. Ba-na.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thank you for allowing us to air out our grievances about Panda Express. Now, I know we were probably slamming Panda a little bit, but Lip, like I say, with everything else, the moment they become a sponsor on the show, they're going to be the best Chinese food restaurant on this side of the Mississippi.
Of course.
All right. Well, I've had myself a bit of a week.
Did you?
I did. A little bit was shared on the Twitter, which you can follow me if you want, at Corey Blaze, all one word. A little bit of an issue this week with the health.
With health? Okay, what was wrong?
I'm dying.
Everybody is.
Matter of fact, people are dying these days that ain't died before.
Well, we're like on the 29th
I was trying to like come up with a witty response to that, but I was like, wait, hold up.
I had it.
People are dying today that ain't died before. Well,
that's a Mr. Brownism.
I gotcha.
That's Mr. Brownism.
Well, we are on year one.
So. We are on year one. Because the clock in our studio has somewhat reverted back to January 29th, one. Literally. It is year one.
And it's also in the future. It's in the past, in the future, because it's 8:33.
At 8:33 in the morning?
No, it says PM.
8:33 at night, January 29th, year one. And according to that clock, the first year, January 29th, was a Monday.
Oh.
So congratulations, everybody.
We're doing a show on a Monday.
We are doing a show on a Monday.
Nice.
The wall clock is definitely giving us a run.
We should have definitely had that be the special guest cam.
That totally. Oh, yeah.
Like, we should totally.
There it is right there.
Do we got it up there on Lip just snapped it. There it is. 8:33, January 29th, for those of you that are watching us on the live feed. So DT, I will give it dealer's choice to you, boys.
Okay.
I got caught up in our wonderful, with my sarcastic quotations.
Hold on, you're what?
The wonderful healthcare system that we have in this country.
Bunny okay. Ears?
Or the protesting. Now, healthcare or protesting?
Healthcare.
Which one do you want first?
I say healthcare.
I can both get them in at the opening of this segment. I can get them both in this break.
Barber?
You got like five
the barber
minutes.
Barber story.
I am like super intrigued.
You've been like teasing. In 5 minutes?
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has been teasing this story to me for the past 2 weeks.
2 weeks!
It's been on the nose for 2 weeks. And I've been trying to pump him to get it. We haven't got it to it on the show. He says, every time I bring it up, he's like, on the show. We haven't got to it. If it's deal of choice, I want the barber story.
Okay, see, now that you've upsold it that much, when I tell it, if it doesn't if it doesn't go over well,
it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be freaking hilarious because now everyone's going to see how excited I am about this barber story because you've been teasing to me for 2 weeks. And then when it falls on his face, I'm going to be like, that was it. And everyone's going to see the disappointment in my face. And right, it's going to be hilarious.
He told us about it when we're going to Dateland, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because it happened. Okay, number one, just to pull the curtain, Martha wants to hear the healthcare story. And Lady K says, whichever one I want to do, baby, let it fly. So it's a story that in radio world, it would be considered a living story.
Okay.
Meaning that it doesn't have a dateline. It's not something that's going to change. It's just an observation that I had. So it was a story that I kept pushing back. Yes, we tried to get to it since we've gone to Dateland.
Yeah.
Because it happened the day that we went to Dateland. Yeah. It happened that morning.
And we're not going to get to it today either.
No.
I'm trying to set it up.
Okay.
I bought you guys dinner.
You did.
And someone in the studio got a hand job.
Lip,
oh, you got a
hand job?
No, it was me. Huh? I gave it to myself.
Oh, okay.
I treated everybody to dinner. I said I decided I needed it.
When did we get hand jobs?
So my barber, listen to me. Women, you probably won't. You know what? Women will be able to relate to this. Because when women go to the beauty salon,
mm-hmm.
they go there more for just getting their hair done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? They go to socialize. They go to talk. They go to rub their boobs together, or at least that's what I envision that they do.
There's pillows there.
They get pillow fights, and their hair comes all down. And I don't know why, but I just envision every time they're in a beauty salon, everything moves in slow motion.
Okay.
Right?
I can see that.
So, the barbershop mm-hmm. has somewhat of the same effect. As the barbershop is the unspoken sacred ground of the men.
Okay.
Am I or am I not right?
You are correct. Lip, you've been to a barbershop, right?
Yes.
Now, I go to a black barbershop. A
Negro barbershop.
So I don't know how it is in the Hispanic barbershop. You go to a black barbershop or a Hispanic one?
I go to Hispanic.
Or you go to Supercuts?
He goes to his kitchen with the Flo-Bee. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay. I know.
You don't know what the Flo-Bee is. No. That's an old, old thing. Thank you, Lady K. Lady K is with me, I think.
All right. I don't even know what a Flo-Bee is.
Damn you young some of my bitches.
I thought he said floaties at first. I was like, it's the little floaties?
The things little, you go in the pool?
The water wings?
Yeah, Mata Martha says, hell no, I don't go into the beauty salon. I go in there to get my dude done and get the hell out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Martha.
No booby rubbing?
No booby rubbing. I paraphrase. Hey, you know Martha's, you know, tacos before vatos.
Oh, yeah. That's real.
I understand.
But,
what kind of tacos?
But, yeah. No, at the black barbershop, it is like that movie barbershop. It's like that movie.
Right. In your barbershop, because I know the guy who owns your barbershop.
Yeah.
I do understand. Now, this situation happened at my barbershop, my Corey Blaze Horsassery barbershop, which is really not that because it is a barbershop that you would not expect that I would go to. People probably look at me and probably say, this is Corey Blaze. He is going to a boutique barbershop. No, my barber is literally, his barbershop shares a parking lot with a strip club. That's how normal to the rest of Corey's life, his barber is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I made myself as out to be a horse ass in that story.
But I
also made myself out to be the best in that story. That was magic. I didn't do that on purpose. So, be it the fact that this barbershop is the unspoken sacred ground for the men.
Okay.
Men go into the barbershop to say what they want, getting useless ass arguments, mm-hmm. have a point that really means nothing, talk politics they know nothing about, and to rag on the young people that are there, especially when there's an older person in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
My barbershop has a plethora, and I am banned from mentioning the name of the barbershop because my barber has too much clientele. He can't take on too much. So he asked me 8 years ago to never mention the name of the barbershop here on the show.
Okay.
So at AJ's barbershop in downtown Phoenix. No, I'm kidding. That's not it. We go there.
Everyone's going to be looking for AJ's barbershop now. I can't find it, Corey.
We go there. We talk crap. We scratch. We grunt. That's the only time I'm really a man and not a little girl is when I'm in the barbershop. So you've got the dynamic of the beauty shop, right? Uh-huh. Where the yentas go to play.
Yeah.
And you've got the barbershop where the yentas don't go.
Okay.
My barber, I walked into his shop Saturday before last morning.
Uh-huh.
And what was spectacular is that the it was like seeing the chupacabra. It was like the first blue moon ever to be seen. The most strangest of strangest happenings happened, Mocha. I went from door to chair. He had no one waiting.
Wait, what?
In the 10 years that I have been going to my barbershop, that has only happened two other times. In the 10 years where I have gone, and I thought I was late because I normally like to get there at 8 o'clock. I didn't get there till like 10:15 in the morning, and I went from...
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday. I went from door to chair.
Wow.
But when I walked into the barbershop and I said... There is no, wait, where is everybody? There's no waiting? And my barber said, no, right on in. He was setching down in the chair. And then I looked up as I was praising baby Jesus Allah.
Uh-huh.
And then my world came to a stop. Mm. In my barbershop, the way that it, and my barbershop is actually featured in one of the Fat Guy Radio Show's early commercials.
Okay.
Because everyone was at the strip club. No, Modern Martha. Everybody was not at the strip club. Even though men have come into the barbershop, gotten their haircut, then gone back to the strip club. Or they actually come in, get their name in line, then go to the strip club and wait. And then my barber will text them and say, you're up next. And they will come from the strip club, get their haircut, and then go back.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a nice hookup. There's also a falafel restaurant in the parking lot as well.
Okay.
So I look up, and the worst possible thing that I could ever imagine happened in my barber's barbershop.
What?
Somebody got shot?
No one got shot.
He was offering braids to women.
No. My barber has a cousin who owns the barbershop on the other side of the wall from his barbershop. She closed down her beauty salon, and my barber agreed to allow the beauty salon to move on the other side of the small separating wall in his barbershop.
No.
So it is a barbershop/beauty shop.
Mm. Wow.
And I tell you, the women were over there and they were and she said and I couldn't
believe.
That's
why I was empty.
She wore that over to the church and I didn't know that she. And then over on the barbershop side,
that's why it's empty.
Every man was sitting there with their hands folded in their laps, not doing nothing. And I looked up at my barber of 10 years and I pointed over to the cackling hens on the other side of the wall. And I said to him, straight in his face, what the hell has happened? Now, I understand why his cousin shut down her beauty supply. It was her beauty salon. It was health reasons. She needed to get out of it. But he agreed to keep on the rest of her staff and allow them to operate out of the other half of his barbershop. So it is half barbershop, half beauty salon. You can't say nothing in there.
You can't.
Nothing.
You can't. Because the moment a man starts to try to make a point on the side of the barbershop, those cackling jackals will come over and be like, what you say?
And that's exactly what happened. Because my barber's brother showed up and started talking about, of course, what else? Donald Trump. And he said something, and then one of the other barbers said something, and then all of a sudden you heard the curling iron hit the counter, and here she come. Well, you want to know what I think about it? And I just said,
no,
oh,
we don't want to know what you think about
it. No, nobody in there is going to speak up and say, no, we don't want what you think about it. Nobody in there is going to say, go back over there to your fake flower, dusty ass area and deal with your own yentas and rub your boobs together. Nobody's going to say that. You know what all those kowtowing punk ass men did? Sat there and let that yenta share her point, and then no one had anything else to say the rest of the time. We sat there like we were fourth graders and freaking study hall.
Oh my goodness.
Because my barber let the barbershop impede. I gotta find a new barber. There's no way I can go back there unless they're closed. But no, they're never gonna be closed because guess what? They're open 24 hours on that beauty salon. They are there from sunup to sundown, Genesis to Revelations. And the whole time I was there, those women never stopped talking. It was an ovary convention. And my barber is responsible for it. Okay, I got work done. I'm sorry, women, but it's the barbershop. It's the barbershop. Imagine if us men... We gotta take a break. I'm sorry. You see? Are you with me, DT?
I'm with you.
We gotta take a break. All right, folks. I'm gonna calm the helm down, and we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Come on, Ming Ming!
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hello from Halo Cigs, ladies and gentlemen. Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. I tell you often, folks, that Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company. They were not a cigarette company that saw a shift in the market and decided to start making electronic cigarettes. No, they came into this offering electronic cigarettes, and they stay offering electronic cigarettes. Earlier this week, we posted up a picture. I think Lip did it. I don't know, of the display of Halo Cigs behind me. Those items are there to show you how amazing they look and how not scary they are. I literally was in a vape shop just a few weeks back, and I just wanted to see what the selections were. And I mean, things just looked like they had twirls and gadgets and like, okay, I gotta plug it in here and then I gotta drain it over here and then I gotta shake it up here, and then I'm like, I'm just looking at all this stuff and the guy's trying to tell me about it, and I'm thinking in the back to myself, Halo 6 makes it so easy, so seamless. I don't know what an ohm is. Cigarettes don't have ohms. So just tell me, does it have a high output? Does it have a low output? Give me details about it. And Halo Cigs also offers a chat feature on their website. If you're really confused about what product to use, click on the chat and you get to their website through the banner link on fatguyradioshow.com. Halo Cigs, at the Halo Cigs banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Give him to Lady K Mocha, please.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
So thank you very much. Lady K completely understands where I get it. Mata Martha off the Twitter is talking about, oh, y'all don't want us in the barbershop. No, the minute y'all need something else, y'all come for us. You damn right. But we don't come for what we want from you, Mata Martha, while y'all at the beauty salon.
Like women, you got to understand, like, we need that one spot.
One spot.
That's unimpeded work, ain't it?
It's ovary free. We've lost the toilet. We've lost the bathroom. We've lost the garage.
We lost it all. And now...
Chinese people, hey. Blacks, Mexicans, now women. Well, we're on a roll.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Trump show.
Build the wall. Wait, don't build the wall. Who's going to pay for it? I don't know. They're going to pay for it. No, we're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it. No, I'm going to pay. Congress doesn't know.
Oh, my head hurts.
Hey, y'all. Hey, hashtag Barack Obama. Miss me? I'm sorry. All right. I apologize but for no, that. This is not a political show.
We need a spot that we can just chill and ask unbridled conversation where we can just fly off the handle because men hold so much back.
And we saying stupid stuff. We ain't making no sense in the barbershop. Nah. We talking stupidity. That's what we do because guess what? Men need to be stupid. We need to be stupid. We can't be stupid around y'all ladies because we trying to get in your special.
We can't be stupid on the internet because that stuff lives forever.
Yeah, Lady K off of the Twitter backing me up. She says, men need man things, and just like women need women things. All right, Lady K, with your women thing, girl, I see you.
I mean, men don't have couches in their bathroom at the club.
No.
Women do.
Yeah, we don't have couches. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now.
Did you know that, Lip?
No.
Did you know women have couches in the club?
In the club.
In their bathroom.
And you know what they say? See you in the club.
That's why they go in groups. So they can sit and have a conversation about the dude they just, girl, were you really dancing with him?
Mm.
Did you see his grill?
Right. Mm.
You know what men do when we go to the bathroom?
Take a piss.
Go to the bathroom. Like, we literally use it.
Bottom Arthur says y'all stupid 24/7 all day, every day. We love you, Bottom Arthur. Crazy. You crazy as we are, hell.
Oh,
you
man.
Crazy as we are. But we've lost, we need, I couldn't, I don't
glad, I'm glad you opened, I'm glad I got that story out of you finally.
I am really, really
it did live up to it. It did live up to it.
Mata Martha says, y'all don't need no spot.
We do need
if
a
we
spot.
Don't, Mata Martha, we will make a spot.
Exactly.
But I was really disturbed at that, and I could look at my barber's face. You know my barber, DT.
I do.
I can look at my barber's face, and I know deep down inside, and he will probably never hear this, even though the next time I walk into his shop, he'll have this video replaying on the TVs in there, and then all the girls will be mean mugging me. They'll be mean mugging me anyway, because every time they tried to drag me into some conversation they were having, I was like, okay, time to shave my face so I don't have to talk. But I could look deep into the abyss of my barber's eyes, and he knows damn well that was a bad decision.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the crap that has been said in that barbershop has been material that I have brought to this show. Even though when I go in there, if it's a lot of people, I'd shut down. I don't say anything.
Yeah.
But if it's just like the few, him, the other barber that I've known very well, and you know, another guy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then I will get in there and I'll do waka waka, double gun point, and blah, blah, blah. But if it's packed with Negroes, if it is a sardine can of African-American men, I'm scared, one, I'm not saying anything, two, because I always disagree with everything they talk about anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like them ganging up on me, and then I got to get out of it by paying for everybody's haircut. That's only happened 3 times. I'm not having that happen again. I've learned my lesson the third time.
Exactly.
The third cut is the deepest.
I'm going to give you one of these. So it was disturbing, but I know my barber is not happy with it. He's not happy with it, but the reason why his cousin shut down her shop
was health reasons.
Is the reason why I believe he allowed it to happen. Because he didn't want to see her vision go away and to die, because that's literally what his cousin is doing. She's dying.
Ooh. Oh.
So she's closing down. That's why she closed the barbershop down.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, so I don't know. It was a hard thing for me to deal with. I haven't been back since. I don't know how it's progressed, but they just put way too many damn fake flowers and fake plants. It looked like the Southern Baptist Church of Pentecostal bait and tackle,
oil
change and lube and filter Church of God in Christ in there now. Where before I walked in there and it was nothing but a whole lot of dusty ass televisions, and I was okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, now it smells like perfume. Oh, God. Women, there ain't nothing worse in the world than smelling your burnt ass hair.
Oh, my God.
Or your burnt hair you just bought.
Cocoa butter emotions hair grease.
Cocoa butter's emotions. And I'm walking.
Let your soul glow.
I'm just walking up in there. So silky smooth. That's what it is. It's the Soul Glow Barbershop.
Oh, man.
So I'm sorry about that. So it's like I have my barbershop.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I will be upset about that too. I left one of my shops. I will say this shop on the air because I don't care about that shop.
Mana Martha says y'all so mean. Amen. Hallelujah. Mana Martha, stop watching Tyler Perry.
I stopped going to Natural Impression.
Oh, let your soul
because
glow.
They had women on one side, men on the other, and.
No.
Just like you said, the mint, it was always loud in there.
Yeah.
It was always loud in there, but Lip, it was loud. Lip look over here like.
Lip don't know. Lip can't. Look, you can't track with any of this because you are not of the African American culturenisms.
Nah. He's not. But Lip, I got the perfect example for you, Lip.
Talk to the boy. Lip. Spain to him.
Imagine you're at one of your family's get togethers, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going. Calm down. Bring me some water from the break room. All right, Ma, the meatloaf. All right, Lip. So imagine that he's gone. No one's laughing at my jokes. Lip, you're just sitting there like whatever. But imagine you're going to your Bill's house, right?
Yep.
And you got all your sisters there.
Typical.
All right. Now. Y'all all in the living room, right?
Yep.
And there's no more beer.
Mm.
All the women are talking.
Yeah.
What are the Bills doing with you?
Nothing.
Exactly. Y'all quiet, right?
Yep.
No one want to say nothing because ain't no beer, and the women going to chew y'all head off if y'all say something wrong.
Yep.
That's exactly how it is in a black barbershop when there's a beauty salon right on the other side.
Horrible.
Exactly, Lip. Like, I stopped going to this shop because it was loud and all the women were talking. The men were just sitting there like, hey, let me get a number two.
It's basically you walk out with a headache.
You walk out with a headache, but your fade is nice, though. Your haircut looks amazing. It's immaculate. But, like, the experience was just, like, it wasn't good. Like, if I wanted to hear, like, a whole bunch of women talk all the time and then get mad at me when I said something, I'd stay home.
Yeah.
I'll go to my sister's house.
Yep.
I had to go to work.
Definitely.
Exactly. There's all these places I can get chewed out at. The barbershop's not one of them. I don't want to get chewed out. It should not be. Lip, that's what Corey's telling us right now. And it is horrible that it's become that way.
Yes.
Corey, I think he got it. I think he got it now.
That's the whole thing I'm saying.
He's out of breath.
We tried to play it off, dude. Nobody told me that the bathroom on this floor was being cleaned. So I had to run all the way down to the other hall. I'm sorry. We tried to do that seamlessly, but it didn't work.
What? I'm on the three shot. You just get up.
I thought I was trying to give you the.
I did not get any signal on that one. I'm sorry.
That's one of the reasons why I had to go.
And then you left me with Lip, the human robot. I'm sitting here describing. You want to hear? I'm going to give you a play-by-play of what happened when you left.
Oh, I know. What?
Nothing. Yep. Horrible.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Poor Lip.
That's right. Nope. Hold up. Move the level. Yep. That's
well, no, you lying. You know damn well he didn't move the level.
You're right. He did not
move
the level.
You know damn well he did not move the level. Well, we tried to play it off because I'm sitting here doing the chair dance. And I tried to sneak out the studio while D-Tay was covering his story. And there's normally a bathroom right two doors outside.
Yeah.
2 seconds, you're there, you're that. They're cleaning that one.
No.
She was literally in there with scrubber in bowl.
Scrubber to bowl?
Scrubber to bowl. She had scrubber to bowl contact. And so I had to run down the hall to the other bathroom. Knowing damn well this amount of men should not be moving at those kinds of speeds.
I was wondering why the building was shaking.
I'm sorry, but it was definitely me because I was like, son of a monkey, but I couldn't hold it anymore. And that's one of the reasons why I had to go see the doctor.
Oh. Ooh.
I know, right?
And ladies and gentlemen, that is in radio what we call a callback.
And that is also what we call a tease because we got to take a break. Where are we at on the show? Because I don't want to get too far ahead because we also have Trailer Talk coming up.
Okay.
And America F Yeah with the greatest, with a really cool story about a nine-year-old.
A nine-year-old or an eight-year-old.
He's young.
Okay.
But it's a really cool story. So let's take a quick break right here. When we get back, if we have time, in through the nose, out through the mouth, according to Lady K. Mana Martha is just cracking up over there. Mana Martha, I'm glad you're having a good time. You can bust our balls anytime you want, Mana Martha. That's part of the show. And PJ from Parker, I hope you didn't pass out. Make sure you breathe and count the. And no, Mana Martha, it's not. Y'all on Twitter is just too much. Mana Martha says it's my prostate. No, Mana Martha, it's not my prostate. I ain't that old yet. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this break. Listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show. This one got a princely racket. That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't it his head?
Are you a small business owner or work for a small business? Are you a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team? I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting BDBradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at BDBradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. BDBradio.com today.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more. How about that now? You
may have me. You this on you. It's all right, Lib. I'm not going to bust your balls, buddy.
I thought you had something else for me.
No, I'm sorry. I'm giving off wrong signals. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Amazon people! Amazon! Some of my monkey Amazon! Look, you guys did a... We need your help. And Amazon is the way to do it. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon has everything you can possibly think of, folks. I'm telling you right now, I can't. Every day it's bing, ding. And it's so funny because I work from home now. And even though that guy sent me the tweet message this week and he said, okay, Corey, we get it. You work from home. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, mofo. Oh, I can't do that in the middle of the Amazon read. I'm sorry. Let me cut that part out. So Amazon, I'm on conference calls. When I'm at home and I have the hockey puck, which is the speakerphone, and they can hear my doorbell bang, bang, when Amazon gets dropped off because I order Amazon. I tell you, that movie, WALL-E,
yeah.
I'm going to become one of those fat people flying around on that little thing because there's no reason to leave my house anymore. I got Amazon delivering right to the door, and they've got food and groceries and everything else, and it's amazing. So Amazon, and I do all my shopping where you should do all your shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and do us a favor, folks. Share it with your coworkers and friends. If you ever hear anybody say anything about Amazon, all you got to say is, hey, do the same thing you're doing. Just do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. If they just enter in that URL, they don't even see our website. We would love for them to see our website, but it gets them right to Amazon and we still get the credit. So nice. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com. Bookmark it and please share with your family and friends. And Mana Martha is having a good time over there. She is crazy as hell. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. So where are we at? We are in four right now?
Yep.
Oh, God, I got to get through this quick because we got to get through. So... basically, I got caught up in my health in a healthcare situation. Last Thursday, I left the studio. I was in a little bit of discomfort. I didn't let it on, you know, because I thought it was something that would be going to pass, which is normally what a man thinks.
Yeah,
it's not anything, you know. Until it lasts more than 3 days is when I start to worry. Well, this particular situation, which I won't get into because it's gross, lasted longer than 3 days.
Well, hold on. It was gross.
I think it's gross.
Was it as bad as that time where you really, really stank
And thought it was my belly button?
And it was your belly button?
No,
roll?
No.
Yeah.
No, no. But this one is...
That was hilarious.
This one, it's gross. And also, I'll be honest, it's a little embarrassing. So I'll save the details. But the process is that I pick up the phone, I call my doctor. Mata Martha says she likes gross off the Twitter. I call my doctor and I say, hey, I need to get in to see my doctor.
Okay.
And right off the bat, I'm in pain. This was Friday morning. I'm in pain. Not pain where I need to go to ER. Not pain where I need to go to urgent care just yet. I call up because I'm in pain and I'm in discomfort and I need my doctor. So, and this is a situation that I've dealt with in the past. So I know my doctor knew what to do. Right on the phone, my doctor is M.A. Tracy, medical assistant. Corey, we no longer take your insurance. Your doctor has gone full concierge. Sorry. Thank you. Have a good day.
Wow.
Just like that. Boom. Gone. I have been going to my doctor for 15 years.
Wow.
15 years. 3 years of that, the first 3 years of being my doctor, I worked for his wife. Who's a pathologist. I worked for his wife. That's how I found to learn who he was, because when I was looking for a primary care doctor, that's who she suggested I go and see. So I have been with him for 15 years. And then just out of the blue, while I'm in pain, the door is shut because he's flipped to concierge Medicare or medical services. What the hell that means? Don't know.
Yeah, because I'm looking like, don't know. Concierge?
But here's the only way that I could continue to see my doctor is if on top of the astronomical amount that is taken out of my paycheck every 2 weeks, I would have to pay him directly $125 a month, and you have to pay a year in advance to take on his concierge service. So I'm in pain, and now I've lost my doctor. So my employer, my numbers job, has this beautiful backwards ass designed website where you go in there and it's like trying to read and decipher hieroglyphics to find a new doctor within the system.
Okay.
Doctors, primary care physicians are flying out of this system as fast as Lip does at the end of the show, just bailing out of my insurance company. So I go through this horrible list. I call one doctor, his phone number is disconnected.
Wow.
I call another doctor. His phone number is disconnected. I call another doctor. He's no longer taking my insurance. Mm. So finally, I find a doctor that is taking my insurance, and they were able to get me into an appointment on that Monday. I called on Friday. It was Monday. It took me literally 2.5 hours to find a doctor.
That's insane.
Doctor that I did, and just a general family practice doctor, not a specialty, not an ear, nose, and throat doctor, just a general family practice doctor. That's all I wanted, because I go to the doctor literally 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay.
At most. Mm-hmm. If it's a fourth time, I'm dying or I'm dead at it. Mm. It's.
Well, you know, people are dying today that ain't died before.
I heard that. I've heard that. So I go, so I get a doctor's appointment at this new doctor.
Okay.
It's very close to my home, which is fine.
That's a plus.
Which is good, because my old doctor was close to my old office in downtown Phoenix.
And that's kind of me live.
Yeah, me living in Peoria, I was literally 40 minutes away from my doctor.
Yeah.
So, which was fine, because I loved him. He took very good care of me. He kept me fat and alive.
Yeah.
And I was good with that.
Everybody wants to be fat and alive.
I'm breathing.
I mean, ask Big Pun.
I'm breathing. Ask Big Pun.
You can't. He's dead.
Well, he didn't have my doctor.
Exactly.
So I was so used. So I found this new doctor and I get him. I call him up. I said, this is the insurance. I found you on the list of doctors that we're supposed to go to. You're in my area. Can you take me? When can you give me? And she's like, oh, yeah, we can get you in. We can get you in Monday at 1:30. I'm like, cool. Oh, 1:45. I'm like, cool. All cheese. Monday rolls around. I go through the weekend, still in pain. Even did the GCU shoot in pain.
Wow.
Hey, I got to do it.
Dedication.
Got to do what I
got
to do.
Got to.
So,
warrior.
Monday morning comes around. The old magic vagina phone rings. It's my new doctor's office.
Okay.
And they're like, we checked your insurance and we need to make sure that your old doctor is taken off and your new doctor is put on, or we won't be able to see you. I'm like, what? Why? 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 Now, granted, I'll give this, and I'll own this. I was a little bit more sensitive because of the fact that I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
So my systems were, Martha's just busting the flow there, over there singing alcohol remix, blaming on the government, blaming on the government. So I have the insurance of a Sultan Prince, so I thought. But there is so much legwork that has to go in place that you have to do on top of paying all of these premiums out of pocket to do. You would think they would make it a little easier.
Nah.
That's my argument. So I did get to my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I walk in to this beautiful doctor's office.
Okay.
It's laid out, sweet, pretty, all modern. They've been in that building for maybe 2 years, so it's very new. What I don't like about it is that it's a cattle call office. And what I mean by a cattle call office is that it is eight doctors in that one practice, meaning that it's just a cattle call. They get you in, they stick their finger in your nose, and they send you out. It's
okay.
It's my doctor, prior to that, he had a standalone building. It was his name on the outside of the building. It was not waiting. It was not chairs in the waiting room. It was couches and places for people to sit. It was like an old school doctor. His office was very 1980s. But I liked that kind of care because it just showed me that he really gave you that one-on-one attention.
Yeah.
At my new doctor's office, even though I've only been there once, I feel like a number. I don't feel that connection yet.
Number 9,473.
Exactly. And, Lady K off the Twitter, Trump care to the rescue. Oh, God, no. Please don't get me into that system. It just was so confusing to just, one, get dumped by your doctor with no equivocations whatsoever, no explanation, no hands up. Just, sorry, we can't do anything for you. Nothing. And to find a new doctor, then have to go through the rigmarole to find the new doctor. And all I kept saying to myself, I am paying hundreds of dollars a month into a system that is so ass backward and confusing and congested. No wonder why people don't get the medical care that they need.
No, I feel
I'm outside of the government care.
Yeah.
I'm not part of Obamacare or Trump care. I pay into a large healthcare organization insurance pool that you think prior to all of this. Maybe because I've been with my doctor and I haven't experienced any change like this. Maybe the system has always been this way.
It always has.
Because I have never experienced this before.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because my doctor, I call him up. I'd be there sometime same day.
Okay.
So I was spoiled by that. Now, I guess I have to fight my way through the system. And this doctor that I'm seeing now, even though I've only seen him once, the stuff that he's given me, the medication that he's given me, by the way, and we'll go to break on this. The medications that he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, I spent $238 on medications.
Wow.
That is almost double the amount that I pay for pharmacy coverage a month. The system is ruined. The system is broken. None of the stuff that he gave me was available in generic or whatever that is. And guess what?
What?
It still ain't working.
Wow.
Still, I'm a little uncomfortable right now, but that's only because I've doctored up on myself just to get to the show because I want to be here for y'all. All right. Lucky, lucky me. And I know we're not going to be able to get to it because we were yapping our gums about other stuff, but I'm really worried about one of my friends. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. It'll hold over to them. But I told everybody I was gonna get it. So Martha says it's like that everywhere. Trust me, I don't get scheduled until sometimes a month later. See, that's what I'm afraid of gonna happen now that I'm part of a cattle call. And I find that completely unacceptable. But Martha, I'm with you guys. All right, on the other side of this break, it's Trailer Talk and America FEI. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air.
The
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Crazy, 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by I See Me. I See Me personalized children's books. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for so many of you trying out these personal children's books. I actually got an email from a listener earlier this week that said that she got one for her daughter, and her daughter's name was very unique. And the way that they used it in her in the personalized children's book was actually really, really cool. And sweetheart, I am so sorry I did not print out that email. But I thank all of you that are going to I See Me through the I See Me banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. No better feeling as a child than receiving something you can call your own. Shop now through the banner on our website, I See Me personalized children's books. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for indulging me. And that it just kind of sucks. I heard the Michael Mirra show talking about it earlier this year about this new concierge doctor thing. And I don't get it. I never will get it. And the thing is that folks, we just keep paying money and the system keeps just working against us, I guess. But I'm all new to it. But I guess this is the way that it has been. And I'm just not familiar with it at all.
I honestly rather go to the rigmarole than the rigor mortis.
I guess so. And you know, when I looked at that bill, I feel you. When I look at that bill for the medications, I almost said it would have been cheaper to die.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it's just cheaper to die. But that's all said and done, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready for the segment that is sweeping the nations. And ladies and gentlemen, that's called Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Oh, I didn't change.
What? Oh!
I didn't change.
All right,
it.
For those
sorry.
Of that's okay. For those of you that are watching us on live stream, we didn't update the live stream slide, so it says the week before it's Spaceship Between Us. But that's not the trailer that we're reviewing this
no,
week.
No, it's not.
That's not it. We're going to fire the intern.
Definitely not it.
The trailer we review today is, this week's trailer is Power Rangers.
Yes.
Starring a litany of people, but the most important people are Bryan Cranston, Naomi Scott, Becky G, Dakri Montgomery, Ludi Lin? I don't know exactly how you say that. And RJ Seiler. The story follows.
Hold up, that's Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, that's Bryan Cranston.
When I tell my what I thought of the trailer, I'll tell you. I did not think that was Bryan Cranston.
You didn't think that was Bryan Cranston?
No.
Okay. And the story follows five ordinary teens who must become something extraordinary when they learn that their small town of Angel Grove and the world is on the verge of being obliterated by an alien threat. Chosen by destiny, our heroes quickly discover they are the only ones who can save the planet. But to do so, they will have to overcome their real-life issues and before it's too late. Band together as the Power Rangers, directed by Dean Israelit, in theaters March 24th. Lip, did you have a chance to see the trailer?
Yes.
And what'd you think?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
There's not much that we can really say on this one because it's such a known franchise.
Oh, I have tons to say on this.
Okay, well, Mocha, get to it. We got to get to America. Yeah.
All right. First of all. I did not know that was Bryan Cranston.
You said someone else earlier.
I thought it was Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's old face is what you said. Liam Neeson's old face.
All right. Now, first of all, I have a bone to pick with this movie on so many different levels. First of all, Zordon is not the wall of a talking spaceship. Zordon is a being within a tube. We've seen this in The Secret of the Ooze when the tube was broken. All right?
What?
Why is the robot like 3 feet tall when in the show he was Alpha, the robot?
Okay.
Why is he like 2 inches tall when in the actual show this dude was as tall as Billy, one of the Power Rangers? All right? Second of all, why are these suits... Okay, I get it. They want to look more high-tech, more muscular and whatnot. All right, the suits in the old days were just spandex with a giant motorcycle helmet.
Pretty much.
Now they're out there in friggin' like full-on G.I. Joe gear.
Yeah.
With like Batman pasties and stuff. Like, it's not cool. another thing. Being a Power Ranger did not give you... natural, like, you didn't wake up the next day and just have a six pack, rip abs, and became super strong.
Like they were bit by the spider from Spider-Man.
Exactly. The suits gave you your power, just like in G.I. Joe. It wasn't about being a Power Ranger. Like, the power didn't... some of them knew martial arts and they learned that stuff, but they weren't naturally just bulky after they found the coins. Third, why are we gonna make a racial joke? Why is the Asian dude the black guy when in the show the black guy was the black guy and then the white dude was the blue guy? Come on now, can we just keep a little transparency? All right, and then Rita Rasputia. Wow. Like, I swear.
Who?
Rita.
Rita? Is she friends
the
with
evil,
Ming?
The evil girl.
Is she friends with Ming Ming?
She might be. But
Liddy Low,
you get Ziri from Zack, or you get Miri from Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Elizabeth Davis, I think that's her name or something like that. I forgot her name.
I don't know.
But you get her to play Rita Repulsive, and she looked kind of sexy. She's not repulsive at all.
So Repulsive is non-repulsive, and the robot's too tall.
The robot's too small.
Too small.
Too small. And why is Zordon coming out the wall?
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
Lip, clearly, we know who selected this week's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I just thought it was a cool movie because I remember watching Power Rangers as a kid. I did not know
the whole story behind it.
I did not know all of that with Boca. I mean, it was almost like we're watching it's like the sequel of Star Wars or Star Trek or whatever the hell it is.
I love both of those. But yeah, no, I grew up watching Power Rangers.
I did too. And I'm like, I remember back in the day when their mouths didn't move because it was all Chinese anime.
Yeah.
And now I looked at this trailer, and this trailer will be up on our Facebook page if it isn't already. And I thought, I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? Just because I watched Power Rangers as a kid, I might be all in on this movie. I don't know all of the in-depth knowledge that spewed.
I'm going to go and I'm going to watch it too.
Martha wants to make it a family affair.
Just to see how it is, but like,
she just says, what the hell is DT talking about?
I'm gonna go see it, but I just know that like already so many discrepancies that
see, I just saw a
whatever.
Cool movie, and Lady K says, "Oh my gosh, DT's on the roll." On a roll, Lady K, we clearly tapped into his bias with this one. Lip was just like, it's a cool movie. I was just like, hey, I think I'd go see it. I dropped $18.25 to go see it at a Corey Blaze theater.
No.
But that is this week's trailer, ladies and gentlemen. You can form your own trailer review if you like on our website. We welcome your comments to that. And Mona Martha says DT don't want to be a family.
Nah, I don't.
You want to go see it? I want to go see it. But I also want to go see that other movie we were talking about when I was cupping your balls in the car on the way to Panda Express.
Oh, yeah, I
want to
see that one too.
What was that movie called?
Split.
Split. Split.
A.K.A. how M. Night Shyamalan got his groove back.
Every time you told me that in the car, I spit in my hand because I thought you were saying spit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can lube it up.
Wow, let's transition out of that. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got a question for you. You can get out of trailer talk because we're transitioning now.
I'm sorry. Hold up.
We got to do this one real quick. What do you get when you get a 9-year-old boy who goes out with his aunt to run errands?
What?
You get... Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 9-year-old Chicago, Illinois resident Jaquil Jackson was invited to feed the homeless with his aunt one afternoon. While helping his aunt, Jaquil became sad at how he saw the homeless people were living. Jaquil said to a blogger, they don't have any items to start or end their day. Jaquiel was referring to everyday items like toothbrushes, socks, soap, and deodorant. So Jaquiel went back to his mother to find a way to do more. He and his mother came up with blessing bags. Blessing bags. The blessing bags have toothbrushes, socks, soap, and deodorant in them, along with a few other things that are donated through his newly formed nonprofit website, I Am Naeem. That's IAMNAEEM.com. When the blessing bags are filled, Jaquiel loads them up on the back of his godfather's pickup truck and hands them out personally to any homeless person he sees that needs one. Jaquiel's mother said he has always been a take charge kind of kid and just proved he will be a strong leader. Jaquiel also said, and quote, this is a 9-year-old, in a perfect world, I would buy every homeless person a house. But since I can't do that, I will try to help as much as I can. Since starting his nonprofit, he has distributed almost 2,000 blessing bags. He hopes to give out more than 5,000 bags before the end of 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a 9-year-old boy.
Wow.
9 years old. And that is why he is our America F Yeah feature. And that's what we call America F Yeah, when Americans are doing what Americans do because they love this country and they love humankind. That was such a great story. I'll have that posted up on After the Levels, hopefully tomorrow. That was an amazing story when I was 9 years old.
That is amazing.
Nine years freaking old.
I think he would be better suited if he would just build a wall.
Why?
I'm sorry. I was going over my head. How
can I put this wall joke in there?
I was like, dang, should I do it? No, I was like, should I do it? That was a great story. But I was like, nah, no. I'm gonna be that guy.
Okay, I don't wanna go out on a low note, but we've gotta get this in before we go. We gotta get this in. Ladies and gentlemen, the news broke yesterday. We've lost one, even though she died yesterday. According to the rules of the show, she died in 2016, since 2016 was the year of the Reaper, and we lost TV icon Mary Tyler Moore yesterday. I don't know how old she was, but man, that was a bummer. It was so strange how the news broke earlier in the day that she was in the hospital in grave condition, and then later in the day it was released that she had actually passed away. I believe she was maybe 80 years old. Lip, do you even know who Mary Tyler Moore is?
No.
She died at 80.
80. Dick Van Dyke Show, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was in. She was recently on. I can't think of what show she was on that you would have been familiar with. She was 80. I honestly
didn't know who she was either.
She was
I don't know who that is.
Dick Van Dyke Show. She appeared on Hot in Cleveland. That was her last TV appearance.
Okay.
She was on That 70s Show. She made a couple of appearances on That 70s Show.
As who?
She was on That 70s Show as Christine St. George.
Don't remember that episode.
That was in 2006.
Don't remember that episode. And I was a big That 70s Show kind of guy.
Yep, she was on there. She did do a voice in King of the Hill as Reverend Karen
Stroop. Oh! The female Reverend that took over.
She was Reverend Karen Stroop.
Okay, so now that King of the Hill, that's the go-to reference.
King of the Hill, she did do one episode of Frasier. That's 1994. That was a long day
back. I love Frasier.
But she was on the episode Frasier Crane's Day Off. So yeah, we lost Mary Tyler Moore, and that one sucked.
A little tough.
2016 just keeps on rolling on.
I know, right?
And you know when they die in 2017, you know what, DT? You know what I heard earlier today? Speaking of all all of this death and dismemberment. You know what I heard earlier?
What'd you hear?
I heard that people are dying these days and ain't died before.
What? Oh, man.
I hate to go out on a black note, but my friend Peter is missing, and I don't know what to do. It's a whole lot of cryptic, weird-ass S going on social media, yet he's not calling anybody. He's not texting anybody back. I'm worried about him. The last text that I got from him was really encrypted and weird, and I don't know. Next week, we'll talk about it. Maybe you guys can give me some ideas on what I can do to try to dig out my friend Peter. He's been on the show. He's the pot smoker of the show.
Okay.
And Anthony was, too. Hey, Anthony, buddy. Talk to Anthony, by the way. Anthony says hello to everybody. Anthony is still part of the show in the background. So he wanted me to tell everybody because none of you guys want to talk to him. DT, you sure as hell don't want to talk to him.
Heck no.
And Lip, I think, is completely afraid of him. Hey, how does your mustache taste?
You'll never know.
That I want that printed. I do know. Hey, I already know.
Oh, you do.
What you saying, boy? Watch yourself. I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying, dog? I'm a grown-ass man, dog. All right. Why haven't I met him? I don't know, Marta Martha. Damn it. Love you too, Lady Kenny. Marta Martha. Marta Martha is busting balls tonight on the Twitter. And Marta Martha, why don't you find out what's going on with, what's his face? Where's your girl at?
I don't even know.
I forgot her name. I totally forgot her name.
Well, Ming Ming?
I mean, no. Ming Ming. Hey, come on, Ming Ming. All right. I'm sorry to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. I tried to get to him. Actually, he was the one that was cleaning the bathroom. Today's show was brought to you by Target.
Big games.
Liz. Yes, Liz, Mother Martha. Where is Liz's ass at? She wasn't chiming in tonight. She can watch the replay. We missed you tonight, Liz. And PJ from Parker, I hope your workout was good and you got a nice good, what do they call it?
Burn.
No, not pump. Burn. Lather when he sweats a lot.
Listen.
PJ, I hope you got your workout done. Mm-hmm. All right. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Get all your big game day essentials at fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by clicking the Target icon on our official show app. Target, expect more. Pay less. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and Tumblr. For our executive producer, Philippius.
That's me.
And associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yep.
Ming Ming. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you, what is it all about, cheat them out of 2 scrimps and tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...